The February pick for our PBS NewsHour New York Times Book Club, Now Read This, is Interior Chinatown, winner of the 2020 National Book Award. It's a funny and biting satire of stereotypes of Asian Americans in popular culture. It is author Charles Yu's story of an actor aspiring to be the hero Kung Fu guy, but stuck forever playing a minor role. Jeffrey Brown spoke with Yu for our ongoing arts and culture series, Canvas.
So you wanted to tell the story of a guy we've all seen in the background of TV cop shows, right? You gave him a title, Generic Asian Guy.
Specifically, it's a TV show that's like Law and Order or any one of these other police procedurals. And so within that world, Willis is a background Asian. You know, he doesn't get to talk. He's usually seen either delivering food or possibly doing martial arts. And I wanted to tell the story from, you know, the perspective of someone who normally we don't get to learn anything about.
It's very playful. It's entertaining. But you're also raising important questions here about how the stereotypes of Asian Americans in popular culture.
Growing up in the 80s and 90s, I never saw Asians on TV, you know. And if I did, they were usually doing martial arts or working at a restaurant. And I wanted to think about, you know, what does that kind of invisibility do to your consciousness? You know, if you grow up never seeing a version of yourself, and what does it do to the consciousness of other people who are in the audience to never see a certain kind of person on television? How does that distort reality?
And how does it distort reality? What did you experience? What did you see others experience?
It creates this alternate version of reality. Like seeing that over and over again, I think can't help but reinforce this idea that these Asians are not part of the main story of America. In fact, they aren't really Americans because when we see them, they're often cast as foreigners. And I think as much as you could say pop culture, well, how much does that really influence? I think it has a huge influence on a sort of subconscious level of how we perceive certain groups.
And how much has that changed, or is it changing?
It's both an increase in the quantity and in the variety of kinds of points of view, right? And some of that's driven just by the sheer kind of demand for content. You know, there's, I don't know, 600 scripted shows on TV, something like that. And I think that's really exciting that through this sort of explosion in streaming and other shows, we have the opportunity to dip into all of these different worlds and consciousnesses.
You wrote this before the pandemic, but I read it during the pandemic, and I couldn't help but think about the even recent cases of Asian Americans being attacked in some instances because the virus began in China.
It's horrifying what's happening, and yet at the same time, it's not shocking. It's, for me, just a reflection of the fact that, to some extent, Asian Americans still aren't seen as fully American, you know, for some segment of the population. And that's both troubling, but also, I hope, opportunity for this conversation to keep happening.
Finally, I don't want to make this novel sound like it's a socio-political tract, because it's extremely funny and entertaining. I know you write for television as well as for novels. Did that come in handy?
Yeah, it was. It's fun. It's like having a sort of other toolbox that I can try to use. Sometimes I, you know, sort of get carried away and I'm just having too much fun. But I, you know, if I'm having fun with the writing, then hopefully that's fun for the reader. And yes, there's, I hope, weighty stuff in the book. But I also, hope that it's also a story that people can identify, which is about, you know, a background guy who wants to be the star of the show, who wants to have his own story. And that, you know, to me is a kind of universal story in the end.
All right. The novel is Interior Chinatown. Charles Yu, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
And thank you, Jeff and Charles Yu. And our March Book Club selection is Jessica Bruder's Nomadland, which chronicles the lives of older Americans who've taken to the road. We hope you will read along.